You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. I'm Patrick Ferris, and this is Dark Knight Blues. Tonight in the studio, we have as a guest DeForest Wiggins, a San Francisco musician. Hello, DeForest.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I met DeForest about, 2.5 years ago now?
About that, yeah.
Yeah, about that. And I met him when he was playing on the street with my friend Jake. And we were playing on the street ourselves, trying to make some money that night.
And I'm still there on the street playing still.
And sometimes, I guess normally street musicians don't really meet each other with that much. Meet each other with more animosity than anything else, because it's sort of each other's territory. But we ended up getting along fine and played the whole night. And since I've become friends, we just had a recording project this last summer, which focused mainly on DeForest. The title of it was the Golden Gate Musical Preservation Project, and that was between Jake and myself as well. Should we start with a song? What should we do?
Yeah, I'm done with that.
I guess you should hear a little bit of DeForest before we go into too much, but hopefully Jake will be calling in tonight. We'll put him through on the air, and he can talk a bit about
DeForest. If he doesn't, DeForest, I'll be highly upset.
whenever you're ready.
Yeah, you know, I want to start off with like a song called The Dark House.
Sure.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do Seventh Son. Now, Seventh Son, people normally refer to like Robert Johnson from Seventh Son. Seventh Son is like one whom is gifted. They have the ability to foresee that which has not happened yet. Well, I don't quite possess that, but I wrote a song about such. And all I can do is a different version. It's not the same. It's my version of Seventh Son. You know, I think I should just play it. Maybe people understand where I'm coming from. Back your dreams in hand. Say, but do you know who I am? Say, but no, say, don't believe. No, say, don't believe. The truth don't show who I am. Say, but no, say, don't believe. No, say, don't believe. The truth don't show who I am. Say, but no, say, don't believe. No, say, don't believe. Do you remember such a long time ago, child? Say, way back when, say, before I started my own show, I am the one who taught you everything to know. Say, well, do you know who I am? So to take me now, say, well, and child. Gave you back your dreams in hand. Say, what do you know? Say, what do you know? Say, who I am? Say, what do you know? Say, 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 don't believe. No. Say, don't believe. The truth don't say who I am. Say, what do you know? Say, 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 don't believe. No. Say, don't believe. The say, no, I'm the one. Say, the call, say, the seventh son.
All right, man. For those of you just tuning in, we have DeForest Wiggins here in studio. musician and a good friend of mine from San Francisco. From time playing on the street with you and with Jake Faulkner, I've always noticed how adamant you've been about playing only originals, about never playing requests. Well, Jake and I try to make most of our money by playing old songs, other people's songs, because God forbid our own.
Thank God for that, because you guys doing it have made money for me. But it's like I spent 25 years. I'm 56 years old. Well, I'm telling you, I'm 53. I don't know where that 56 came from. That was a Freudian slip.
I guess I'm
older.
46,
I guess I'm no. I'm guess I'm older. I'm 53 going on 56, going on 106. No, Patrick, I spent 25 years of my life playing other people's music and playing behind some great ones. And I came to a conclusion when I came here in 2003, back from L.A., because I lived here from 85 to 90. And I moved to L.A. in 1990, intending to stay only 2 weeks, and I wound up staying 12 years. Those 12 years in L.A., I had the pleasure of playing with some of the now top rock acts in the world. Without saying the names, Chili Peppers, Cypress Hill Gang, Stephen Perkins from Jane's Addiction. I had to slide that in there like that. Okay. and many more. My best friend Matt Devitt, who became the drummer for Concrete Blonde with Jeanette when Harry just disappeared, because Harry was a junkie. Matt convinced me when I was playing in L.A., he said, DeForest, sing. I said, Matt, I can't sing. I've been playing guitar off and on for like 38 years, off and on. And I've always played behind great, great vocalists. I played with Patti LaBelle. I've jammed with Boss Cags. I've played with some great ones. I never considered myself a vocalist or a singer or a lyricist whatsoever until 2003 when I returned here. And I found myself in a position after having a $5,000 guitar stolen from me that was replaced by a cheapo acoustic guitar. Their friend, who was a friend of a friend, whom was naturally a friend but became a friend, gave me. And I had to utilize that. And there was this group of five guys. I have to tell you this story. And these guys would come by every weekend. And they'd be like, DeForest, play us a song. And I'd play, right? And they go, DeForest, sing with, sing something. And I'm like, man, I can't. I don't sing. It's like, and they tempt, okay. You're a song, Tempted by the Fruits of Another. Tempted by the Fruits, and you'll discover, right? Okay. Well, I discovered that I could sing because they made me an offer I couldn't refuse, which was money. And at the time, I needed it. So I would start singing for them. And every weekend, they would come down and say, hey, DeForest, please. And I'd be like, kicking out like guitar singing. Like, no, man, we want to hear you sing. I'm like, man, I'm not a singer. And then my friend Robert, who was like the makeup artist and like the man for like the dance strip dancers at House Club, showered me. He literally showered me with money one night because he asked me to play and sing a song for a lady friend that was with him. That was in 2003. And that was when I first started singing. I had never, ever sang prior to that. And to my amazement, people are infatuated, I don't know why, with my vocals more than my... I've always considered myself a guitar player. But I thank my Lord, and I say my Lord because I don't put my religion on others. I thank my Lord for the gift that I have been blessed upon to share with others like yourself.
And so since then, you've written all these songs.
Yeah, Yeah.
And there are a lot of them. You know, maybe if I had written that many songs, I'd only play originals too. But
I didn't realize, Patrick, I had as many songs as I did until you recorded me.
Yeah, there are quite a few. And when do you write your songs? I mean, what inspires you to write your songs?
You know, as we say, when. There is no when or how. It just, I contribute, and I want everyone who is listening to this to truly hear what I'm about to say. I don't contribute or I don't aspire to write from my head. What I find myself doing is the experiences that I go through in everyday life. And there's been a lot of hard ones, but in my opinion, there's been way more good ones. Those experiences that I live have a color and a mood and a mode. Well, I've been blessed with the ability of taking that color, those colors, and that mode, and turning them into a musical tone. Patrick, I recorded 27 songs with you. You being my engineer, in what, 2 days,
actually,
3 days?
29, as a matter of fact.
3 days, for yeah. 4 hours each day.
That's right.
I have never, ever written any of the lyrics that I have down. It just comes to me. It's that's the gift, and I remember them. It's like I played a song tonight at the club where we played it.
Hopefully, we'll hear that again right now. Yeah, DeForest just came from a gig at the Delta Venus here in Davis. Played it around 8:30.
Which was great.
If you were lucky, you made that gig.
Oh, it was so great. I loved it.
But let's see. Just speaking of the sessions, I'm not sure if. All of you tuned in last week while I was playing tracks from these sessions last summer with the Golden Gate Musical Preservation Project. And two of the other musicians were Willie Jackson and Ted Everett, who also play on the street sometimes with you. Is that
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
When
yes.
did you meet them?
I met Ted back in 2003 when I came here from L.A. Ted is probably one of the... Ted is a master flautist. And I don't know if I can say this, but he is one of the most... bitchiness, percussionist on this planet. And I met Willie through Ted, maybe 6 months after I met Ted. I met Ted like during like Super Bowl 2003. And I'll never forget that because I bet it was like the Raiders and somebody. Anyhow, the Raiders lost. But Ted clowned me so bad that we were sitting on benches in a garage, like milk crates. And Ted clowned me so hard that Ted fell off the crate as he's pointing his finger at me. I'm calling God. God, help me, because this guy is killing me, okay? I'm talking to God behind my back and Ted's back, and I'm like... And when Ted fell, when Ted hit the ground, Ted went, oh, my God, I fell. And I hurt myself. It's like, that's... yeah. That's... That's how that transpired.
It was great to hear some of that on the outtakes session.
Yeah. No, Patrick, it's impossible for me to say if you could plug my head up into a video monitor, you guys all like just have triple hernias. Of course, it was so funny. But Ted is partially responsible for me developing what is the forest now. Ted played on his flute and on a cup. You've heard of Ted play. Ted would play a plastic cup, and he would put down such polyrhythms that I had no choice like to be like... No, I say we only have one time to go. Great blue bubba, and that's all. So let's all just all get together and have a little party. I said that's all in the cow. Cause he
even myself. I said, no, I said, not. I'm not perfect, no, not at all. Seven, no, even myself. I make mistakes, man. Sometimes I make a foul, be called. Save me from myself. Save me, cause I'm like, should nobody else in a town. Should nobody else in a town, wow, now. Said, you know, I said, so he just said, we're all to get along. That's right. All we can do is find a little love and a little respect. I said, that's all. Said, cow. Cause even myself, I said, no, I said, not. I'm not perfect, no, not at all. Seven, no. Even myself, I made mistakes. Sometimes I can fall, and that's all. Save me from myself. Save me. Some light. Said, nobody else in a town. Said nobody else in a town. Wow. Now, say, I'm not like you. I'm not like him or her or Joe Blow or any kind of boy. Say, with that. Don't you know? Say, we can't even slide. Say, with that. Having no more words. That's all. All we can do is find himself a new reason. I said, and find a new cause. That's all. Even myself, I said, no, I said, not. I'm not perfect, no, not at all. Seven, no. Even myself, I made mistakes, and sometimes I come falling, that's all. Save me from myself. Save me, cause I'm like, said nobody else in a town. Said nobody else in a town, wow, no. Say I'm not like you, say I'm not like him, say I'm not like her or Joe Blow, say I'm Joe Cool, say I'm not like nobody, not say nobody else in town, now, say I'm like nobody, nobody else in town, say I'm like nobody else in town, now, say I'm like nobody else in town, say I'm like nobody else in town. That's what came from Ted Avery.
Thanks for playing that, man. All right, we're going to take a short break.
Sure, I know.
Be right back.
This is Remy from the Ed and Remy Show.
And this is DJ Kid Amal.
There are many different ways that you can help those affected by Hurricane Katrina.
You can donate your time, skills, or supplies, as well as money.
For more information on how you can help, please visit our website at www.kdvs.org.
Hundreds of thousands of people need your help now. For more information, visit www.kdvs.org.
There's encouraging news for people who want to contribute more to the environment. You can lend a hand by simply recycling and buying manufacturers' products packaged in 100% recycled paperboard. Nearly 50 million tons of paper are recycled each year, and a growing number of manufacturers are supporting recycling by packaging their products in 100% recycled paperboard. Shoppers can help make every day America Recycles Day by purchasing products packaged in 100% recycled paperboard and encouraging friends to do the same.
All right, and we're back here on Dark Knight Blues with DeForest Wiggins. And I'm Patrick Ferris. This is KDVS. And let's hear some more music before we get back into credits.
Okay.
Could you play that one that you just... see, DeForest has this
habit... The one that I did...
Let me explain for a second.
Okay.
DeForest has this habit of whenever we've just finished a long and intense recording session of writing a great song and then that we couldn't put on the session because he just wrote it. So this is one that we're disappointed to not have on record, but now we have it here. So...
That's what it is. Say what? You see what time goes? Said nobody knows. But time, you know, says on my side. Anytime I said you wanna go away, said just remember, say one thing, said please say. Cause time, you know, I said on my side. Time is assuring me. Time is on my side. Say it, but don't you know? Time is assuring me now.
side, saying, but don't you know? Anytime I said you want to sing a song, said you better say, hurry, for the time is gone. Time, you know, I said, it's on my side. Anytime I said you want to run and hide, just remember one thing, time flies. Time, you know, I said, on my side. Show me now. Time is on my side. Saying I told you so. Time is showing me now. Time is on my side. Say it, but don't you know? Anytime I said you wanna come along, I said you better grab my arm before the time is gone. I said, on my side. Anytime I said you want to run away, said, just remember, said, time's not here to stay. Time, you know, I said, on my side. Time is assuring me now. Time's on my side. See, but don't you know? They're showing me now. Time is on my side. I told you so.
It's really short.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
And it's like,
hey, Jake Faulkner, if you're listening, now would be a good time to call in. So
yes,
we can talk
Jake,
about
please
this.
Call. Guys, I have to tell you that Jake is Patrick's soul is like right arm. These guys are like Mutt and Jeff.
I don't know if I want to be associated.
These guys are like Mutt and Jeff. Patrick is like logical. Down. Patrick reminds me of Spock. And Jake reminds me of Captain Kirk.
I never
okay.
even watched. Oh,
the
you,
Wiseacre.
We got a call. This might be him. See if we can put him on the air here. Let's try this.
In the meantime.
Interrupt this embarrassing conversation. Hey, Jake, if you can hear me, say something. Let's try this. Hello? Jake, hello? Yeah, this phone system is not always reliable, but we'll keep trying. Keep, go okay. ahead with what you were saying, as embarrassing as it is.
Yeah, it's like you guys like Captain, like Mr. Spock and Captain Kirk. There's this logic, because Patrick, Patrick's a white man, let me explain, and I'm black. But Patrick has turned blacker than I, darker than I have, when Jake makes certain comments that like off the wall. But it's the funniest thing in the world. Guys, I want to emphasize, I play music not only because I love it, but I utilize music as an instrument to convey a message. There is only one planet. There is only one people. We must re-educate ourselves of stop classifying each other from color and having these racial prejudices. One planet, one love, one music.
Hey, Jay, can you hear me?
Indeed I can.
All right, we've got Jake Faulkner here on the show. Put on your cans, DeForest. See if
hey, Jake, how are you, buddy?
Hey, doing quite well. Yourself, DeForest?
You know, I don't know if you heard, but I was commenting about the wiseacre that you are and how you make Patrick turn all these, like, lesser than whiter shades of pale.
Yes, I would like it known that I am the Captain Kirk of
oh, yes, you are. There is... Patrick is over here going, yay! Okay.
Hey, Jake, you haven't heard that last song, had you?
No, I hadn't.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Jake, this is... Jake, you guys, when we were in the studio recording, it was like, I started playing this, and Patrick said, DeForest, play that. And I never developed it. You know, it's like, we kind of like passed it by. But Jake.
Yep.
I have a song I want to play for you.
Oh, please do.
Which is Patrick's song. And Jake, I wish you were here. For those guys, everyone out there listening to us, you guys, Patrick and Jake are lifelong friends. They are two of the most bitchiness guitarists that I run across in a long time, and they are so much younger than I.
Oh, enough flattery, DeForest.
Oh, but Jake.
DeForest.
What? Okay.
Hey, this is your show.
But listen, I want to do Somebody Tell Me Why, and I want Patrick to join me on guitar. Patrick, would you oblige me?
All right, I can.
And
do that,
Jake, mm-hmm. Jake, this is dedicated to you.
Oh, well, thank you, DeForest.
Yeah, because you're such a wiseacre that we have to tell Somebody Tell Me Why. That you're such a wiseacre.
Jake, I'm going to fade you down, Jake, for the time being. And just stay on the line, all right?
Will do.
Okay. So, yeah, let me grab this guitar, I guess. So is there what's the story behind this song?
Somebody Tell Me Why is something that I think everyone can relate to. We each know who the individual selves that we are. And it's like the more true that you are to yourself without conforming to life's rules of how we should apply ourselves, the more you become alienated. So it's like Someone Tell Me Why. I think the song is self-explanatory when we sing it.
Sure.
Patrick, that was so nice.
That was good. See if Jake's so nice. Holding on through that. Hey, Jake, you still there?
Yep.
All right.
Jake, that was
I wish we could all play something, but I'm worried the delay would get to us.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Jake, that was for you. That was for you, my brother. And you remember that we did that song at Beachhead when I came up in 2004 from L.A. Yeah. And you and Patrick played that with me in Washington Square Park in San Francisco.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a proud moment for all of us.
My brother, I miss you.
I miss you too, DeForest.
I miss you so much, man.
Yeah,
you know I love you too, right?
I wish you'd come down here.
But you know, Patrick
will.
But you know I love you, right?
I love you too, DeForest.
Yeah, you know what? I never liked your monkey butt anyway. That's how we do it, guys. Patrick.
Yeah.
There's a song that just shows the spiritual side of me. I don't throw. For me to play, I have no musical training, academic musical training whatsoever. That which I play and that which I sing is a gift from, and I want everyone to understand how I say this, from my Lord. Because my Lord is between me and my Lord. I am an ordained minister, and I don't throw what I believe or I don't impose it onto anyone else. But I want everyone to know that what I do is a gift from my Lord that I wish to share with the world.
Which song is this?
This is a song called If I Would, I Could. Said I should doubt. If I would, I could. Said I should fall down to the ground. Yeah, I've had my head high up in the sky for much too long. It's wrong. I say it's time to come back home. Yeah, I used to think I was so much better than my fellow men. Yeah, well, I said people said this was not God's plan. No, if I would, I could. Said I should fall down. If I would, I could. Said I said I should doubt. If I would, I could. Said I should fall down to the down. If I would, I could. Said not. Said not shut down. If I would, I could. Said not sure. To the
thank you. Again, this is DeForest Wiggins here on Dark Knight Blues. A lot of your songs, most of your songs seem to be autobiographical, or at least have a lot to do with you. Let's talk a bit about you. I mean, where, first of all, tell us about where you're from.
Originally, I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And there's different stories. Okay. No, but I'm keeping to this. Basically, I grew up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I kind of grew up privileged in one way, but at the same time, I grew up in a hard area because my parents wanted me to be a normal child and a regular child. The government thought otherwise. And I had an exceptional IQ. And I excelled highly. And I was always bitter about that choice that they made. Because I grew up in a very cruel, hard, ghetto environment. That they put me with my grandparents and my cousins and my uncles. And I regretted that. Because that was not me. I am a gentle man. I'm a gentleman, but I am a gentle man. I deplore violence, but I learned how to be violent in order to protect myself. And that's the only way I use it. And I left that environment at a very young age, 15, and I moved to New York, which is one of the greatest things in the world to happen, because New York is so diverse. And, you know, people say, like, New York's, like, really cold. And that's not true. New York is a type of environment where New Yorkers are very direct. They either like you or they don't. And they will say just that. They don't beat around the bush. They don't play no games. Like, they don't like you. They don't like you. They do what they do. And they will extend themselves. But in New York, I was introduced to musicians and art that I never would have found in Philly. Even though Philly is one of the cities that has some of the greatest museums and schools for the arts, but when you grow up there, you don't ever get to experience this. And it's like you don't, as an artist, if you're an artist, but you don't really know it because you're growing up, but you're displaying such talent. It's not an environment where you'll be recognized and someone will grab a hold of you and say, look, you're doing a great thing here. Let me help you and support you. But New York is. New York is where I discovered other Philadelphians whom I grew up with. And we teamed up. And we kicked butt in New York. I mean, we were like hot stuff. Okay. I came to California in 1985. And it was because of a bad divorce that I came out here. And I had given up on life, Patrick. I really did. But when I came out here, man, it was like I discovered art. I mean, art. I discovered that music was not just a talent or a gift. It was also art. And I realized that I had a gift. Uneducated, untrained. And I could hang with those who were educated and trained. I'm still here. So I guess that means something. And pretty much, it's not about me. It really, this is not about me. I do what I do, man, because I was put here for a purpose. And that purpose is to let re-educate the masses. There's only one planet. There's only one people. It doesn't matter what color you are, what language you speak, where you come from. We must learn, and we must be retaught just that. There's only one planet. There's only one people. And I use this gift that my Lord gave me to use as a vehicle to portray and to convey such. That is the Forest Regans.
Tell me about what it's like now living on the street in San Francisco.
I'm very close to becoming signed and to becoming very successful. But at this moment right now, and as has been for like the past 15 years, pretty much I have been off and on homeless. Partially due to the system, but mostly due to I had to discover who the hell I was. You know, and it's, I'm not ashamed. There's nothing to be ashamed of. It's a fact of life. It's getting more and more difficult for those who are not fortunate enough to have parents or the intellect or circumstances that's conducive for them to where they can have good jobs and they can go get a good education. Life is not easy. No one ever said it was. No one ever said life is peaches and creams. But the media tries to portray that. They portray when you watch television. And you listen to albums, everybody talks about sets, everybody's like, rich, famous, who do? It's conflicting to the kids that are coming up, because they don't come from that. They don't understand that. They're lost. And they don't have parents, as I did, who, because I dared to, for whatever reason, I know now, but then I didn't know, I was just DeForest. And I did not compromise. I did not go along with. I was not rebellious. I was just being me. Which is why I wrote the song, Someone Tell Me Why, that you don't see me at all. But yet I'm standing here in front of your own very eyes. It's because of that struggle. We live in the greatest country in the world, but we also live in a country that's one of the biggest propaganda machines that exists. I'm not knocking our country, but there's a lot of wrongs that is not told to us, but is beginning now to come out into the light. And the general public, black, white, green, yellow, rich, poor, black, or whatever, middle class, are beginning to realize, whoa, people having kids are killing each other, adults are killing each other, friends are killing each other. Why? Because they're so damn stressed out. Because they're trying to live themselves and be themselves, but yet they cannot be themselves in a society that is like so conflicting. It's like so contradictory.
We have about 10 minutes left.
Okay.
For anyone who's still hasn't heard this, we have DeForest Wiggins in studio tonight on Dark Knight Blues. He's a musician from San Francisco. I was hoping you'd play that song that we did on the session that you couldn't give a name to, but you now have. It's what's the name of that one?
I don't know.
You told it to me.
Well, okay.
Back against the wall.
Back against the wall.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Get your guitar, Patrick. This is a song I really don't have lyrics to really quite yet. So kind of like ad-lib, but I call it like my back against the wall. Said you know I said the time is coming, then I get along, and then I sign myself. I sing my song, save myself, save it to now, save me now, cause
just knowing I find myself till 7 o'clock. 7:10 I know I, because I got my back against the wall and all and all. I said because I said I got my back against the wall and all and all. But then I find myself, but then again I see her. I said, you know, this is my time. But then I said, tell me. I said, you know, since I was on time. But then, you know, I said, my life has come to change. I said, my life, I said, you know, I said, let me rearrange. I said, because I said, no, it's all right. But then, no, said no, no. I tell my time, I tell for myself. But then my time, I said, there's no way out. I said, it's all, that's all right, because you know, I said, I got my back against the wall, no, no. I said, I got my back against the wall, no, no. But then I find myself, but then again, I see her. I said, you know, since it's my time, I said, you're fine, find me. I said, you know, since it's all right. I said, you know, I said, you got to play that song. I said, because I like the way I said, you make it seem so nice. All night long, yeah. Because I got my back. I said I got my back. I got the one. Cause this is so good. Because oh no, yeah. Said come, said no, no, no. Said I got my back against the wall. No, no, no. I said I got my back against the wall. No, no. Said for myself, I said you know it. But then I said, sometimes I said, you know why? Say, but you said, but you know, I said, I can't help myself because you know what? I got my back against, I got my back against the wall. No, no, no. I said, I got my back against the wall. No, no. Said, I got my, said, I got my, said, I got my back against. Is that the one?
That's the one.
That's so much fun. I enjoy playing with you so much, Patrick. Patrick, thank you.
Yeah, man, you too.
Guys, I want to be known, and Patrick's going to kill me.
Oh, please don't.
Patrick has helped give me life again. Patrick, I thank you. And it's been a pleasure, man, to be able to come up here and to share the love, man.
I'm so glad you feel that way about it.
Yeah, I do. I truly do. I truly do. Let me play you guys one more before I go. Do we have time?
Yeah, we do. I was thinking, I was just looking through the list here. I wanted to see if there's one. I think we have time for two more.
Okay. Can I do Special Girl?
Yeah, please. But I was also hoping you'd do, there's that, you're doing nothing but you're always saying something.
Okay. I got to go, I got to keep on walking on out that door. This girl I'm living with, boy, don't you know, I said, I just can't take it no more. I need another lover like the one I had before, made me feel alright. This girl I'm living with, boy, don't you know, she just makes me just feel so tight. She do, said nothing, but she's always said something. Yeah, she do, said nothing, but she's always said something. I got to go, I got to keep on walking on out that door. Scrumbling with, boy, don't you know, she keeps knocking me down to the floor. I need another lover like the one I had before, made me feel alright. Scrumbling with, boy, don't you know, man, she just makes me just feel so tight. She do, say nothing, but she's always saying something. I said nothing, but she's always saying something. Yow, 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 yow. Oh!
time I got to go. I got to keep on walking on out that door. Skirm living, boy, don't you know? I said, I just can't take it no more. I need another lover like the one I had before. Made me feel all right. Skirm living, with boy, don't you know? And she just makes me just feel so tight. She knew. I said nothing, but she's always saying something. Yeah, she knew. I said nothing, but she's always saying something. Yow, 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 yow. Ow! So that's how, that's right. It's like that. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So, we got, you know, time for one more.
Guys like that song, but women can't stand it.
Wonder what?
But it's not for now. Because, see, us guys, we're guilty of the same thing. You know, we talk buku, you know, junk, you know, trash. Always you do nothing, but we always say, "Well, you know, you should get a job." Well, you know, I mean, it's like you can come around and do the work. You can mow the lawn. You can do it too. You know, it's like. Guys, it's 50-50. It's like, you know.
So you want to end with one last song?
Yeah.
All right.
I want you, Special Girl.
All right.
I'll do a short version. Never knew a city resist for my life. I met a very special girl who made it so right. Now I know I say my reasons, except for being here. I met a very special girl who made it so clear. Said I know. I met a very special girl who told me, said she told me so. Now I know I say the reasons for my life. Who makes up right now? Now I know some of my reasons for being here. Oh, that really special girl, you know, she made it so. Yeah. Now I know I see the reasons stuff of my life. A very special girl, you know, she made so right. I said I know. A very special girl, you know, she told me, said she told me so. Now I know I see my reasons stuff of being. Oh yeah, that's right. You know what I'm talking about? I say every now and then, say comes prosperity in your life. Say makes everything seem so all right so nice. Well, I'm with the kind. Very special girl, say that. The one's gonna take my ass home tonight. That's right. What's gonna squeeze me and tease me? Make me feel so nice. That's all. Oh, yes, that's right. You know what I say? That's right. I've been to Conspiracy Girl. I said, Conspiracy Girl, baby, feels so nice. Senores, I said, that's right. I said, Conspiracy Girl. I said, everybody's been looking for it. You know what? And I got there one. I said, you know what? That's so damn nice. I said, the kind of girl. I said, take me, sir. Take me home tonight. Now, now. The reasons for my life, 'cause I met a very special girl who made it so right. Now I know I say my reasons for being here. 'Cause that very special girl, you know, she made it so clear. Very special girl, you know. She told me, says she told me so. Now I know I say my reason for being here. A very special girl, you know. She made herself clear.
Thanks,
Patrick. Thank you.
It means a lot.
Thank you. I love you. Right on, my brother. Right on. Right on, my brother.
All right, well, that's the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Right on, my brother.
That was DeForest Wiggins here on Dark Knight Blues. Please stay tuned for DJ Head Change and DJ Listen and Learn. They're both here tonight with Savory Listening, bringing you some great hip-hop. So stay tuned, and thank you for Jake Faulkner for calling in earlier. Thank you all, and have a good night.